Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Kraus. May the Torah study learned in this shir be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara declares, going down Yud Beis and Beis, that Kotin Yesh LeMachshav Ve'Ein LeMachshav. The Gemara says, the Gemara qualifies that suffix, that the, of course, a cotton yesh loy maisa, and a cotton ein le machshava. Things that are totally kuloy in his haklota are not chal when a cotton decides that something is roy, the kli does not become roy the kabbalah's tuma. If a cotton does something, it has a shame of a maisa, shchita of a cotton is a shchita. We had by us, davbeis. The question is only on a machshava, where machshava and a maisa cross wires. The mental process of a cotton cannot be machlit. The physical maisa of a cotton is a maisa. The question is where the two cross wires by shchitas kotchum. But the Gemara calls this machshavtoi nikir mitoich maisa. A cotton takes an animal. The animal is by the entrance of the azora, the base of English. He walks into the place, tzofoin, where shchitas kotchum has to be performed. He shechts over there. The physical act of what he's doing is clearly designated miyachir as kotchum. That's why he took the tzofoin. On the other hand, Shchitas Kotchim is tolui in a mental process of doing it l'shem Kotchim. Otherwise it's a misasek. Otherwise it's not chal v'shem Kodesh. And his mental process is not kaver. Does not have a halachic status. On the other hand, his mental process over here is defined by his maisim. The question is whether that type of mental process, which is defined by the maisim, can have a shame, something that could be chal idea cotton, or not. That's the shadow of the Gemara. The Keren Oira, over here in the Gemara, asks a Pashto question. He says, look, we have that base, Shchitas, the Mishnah is clear, that Shchitas Kotten is a Shchita. The problem is only Shem Yekalkal. That's what we've been busy with for the last 10 daf. Later on, the Sugya is daflam and Aleph, there's a whole question that it could be that Shchitas Chulin, Machlaikis, Balamaisa, there's a legitimate side that Shchitas Chulin also needs Kavana. So why don't we say also that Kavana is a mental process and maybe it's not going to be Chal? We see by Shchitas Chulin that since the mental process is clear mitoich what he's doing, that he means he takes a knife and he shechts the neck of an animal. That it's okay. Even though a cotton can't be koina, cotton doesn't have chiyuvim, cotton doesn't have oinshim, but when he does a maisa, that maisa has halachic staying power. So why don't we say that also over there the Kavana, which is nikim mitoich ha-maisa, should be a sofik and maybe a cotton shouldn't be able to shecht at all? Elamai, anytime the physical process of what he's doing is koilel the kavona, the machshava, that's okay. So why is there shalom eshchitas kotchim? That's the kash of the Keren Oira. We might add, in a similar vein, the Turei Evin brings, the Turei Evin's in Rosh Hashanah Chof Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing whether a cotton can be moitzi or godl at Tkiya Shefer. And the Gemara says that a cotton, since he's not a proper bar chiyuvah, so since he doesn't have his own chiyuv, he can't be moitzi somebody else. The fact that Turei Evin, why do you have to come out to technical mitzvah details to make that he can't be moitzi because he doesn't have his own chiyuv? Let's make it much more devastating, he says. If we have by us in the Gemara a legitimate tzad that a kotten, his maisa, wherever you need a makshova kavona, his kavona makshova has no staying power, even where it's inherent in the maisa itself, then that's true l'gavit kiyah shayfa. We pass a mitzvah tzichas kavona. If you think you're blowing a horn for Independence Day, and you're not mechavan l'shem shofar, then you're not yoytze. Elamai, a kotten be'etzem is yoytze, he could do the maisa of tkiya shofar because the kavona that is blowing shofar is part of the maisa. It's not a separate mental process. It's inherent in the maisa that when he thinks that what he's doing is blowing shofar, it's called his blowing shofar. So why is that not pushed out of suffix over here? When it's inherent in the maisa of shechting the carbon in sulfine, that what he's doing is shchitas kashm, it's not misasik, says the Turei Evin. Another thing. He said, what's the whole discussion mechlal about cotton being mechuyiv mitzvahs, not mechuyiv mitzvahs? What should I have to do a mitzvah if you don't have kavanah? We pass the mitzvahs in kavanah. What's the whole idea of a maisa mitzvah gavi a cotton? Another question he has. He says there's a concept called Shvisas Benoy. A person is Oyver Nisa Deraisa if he has work done for him by request of his Behemo, of Ben Hakoton, his Eved, Teresas Ato, Bincho, Avdecho, Vamosecho, Behemtcho, Behemo does Malacha, Benoy Hakoton does Malacha, it's not a Chiyuv Skilo, like all Malacha Shabbos, but it's a Nisa Deraisa. Says it to the Eved, by Shabbos also a person, Malachas Machsheve, is a person has to have Kavona that the Maisa that he's doing is not Maisa. I thought a Kotan's Maisa legitimately might not have any Kavona. So L'chor Rebbe, Maisa Malacha of a Kotan is Malacha Sheni Machsheve, how can there be an Isidereis of having a Kotan do Malacha for you? Elamai, again, inherent, since the Kavona of the Machsheve is in the Maisa, so then that's called that he did that Maisa with the inherent Machsheve and the Kavona with it. So what do you have to say? You have to say that there's something over here about the kavana / machshava of shchitas kachim, which is different than all the other tkiyah shayfer shchitas kulin. What do you have to say? To be miyashiv this shvera kasha from the Turi Evan, shvera kasha of the Keren Ari, one has to be miyashiv like this. And this is really the sugya on Yud Gimel, Behemshech. We'll point out something important about Shchitas Chulin. We discussed this before, but now let's put it down in a clear way. The Mishnah says, going down Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, that a goy, his Shchitas Metame not only is it Neveli, you're not allowed to eat from his Shchitas goy, it's also Metame. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah is also the Rambam Hilchos Avos HaTumah, has a famous Shita. We've discussed this in previous Shiur, where the Rambam holds that a shchita of goy be'etzem v'deraisi is a shchita, at least insofar as being moitzi midei nevela is concerned. The Rambam holds that the concept of shchita is that a behema, this is where the Rambam says it, that a behema didn't die by itself, it died with due process, it died as a shchuta. A nevela is an animal that died without the due process of shchuta. When a goy shecht, the animal also died as a shchuta. What doesn't the goy have a koyach to do? The way the Rambam says, the way we described in a shir in the beginning of these sugyas, is that the Rambam has a different problem with the Torah. Says that the Torah didn't allow you to eat from meat checked by a goy. Be'etzem b'metzias, the shchita of a goy is a shchita. But why? Because it's a physical reality. Shchut is a physical reality. True, there has to be a heter that's chal. The heter would be chal the shchita of a goy also, because The heter that's called meat to be eaten, that's called basar shchuta, is an outgrowth of the physical state of that animal having died with the due process of shchita, and it did, even by shchita's goy. There's a side problem, the Torah doesn't want you to eat, remember the Torah asserted ki'ilu the shchita of a goy, that you shouldn't eat from the shchita of a goy. What we see from over here is that even though the goy be'etzem doesn't have the koyach to create anything of halachic import, legami Yiddishkeit, but shchitas chulin, the state, the chalois, the reality, the heter achila, be'etzem, is inherent in the maisa. Be'etzem is an outgrowth of the physical state of the meat. The physical state of the meat is that it's basar shchuta, that's true. There's no separate thing called, the animal is shecht, it's a shchuta, and then there's something else. Create a reality of kosher meat. The reality of kosher meat is inherent in the fact that it's a shkuta, not a nevela. Trefa, by the way, there's a discussion whether trefa means that there's something missing in the shkuta or it's a separate din. We won't get into what trefa is now. Shchitas kachim, there's a physical reality there that's shkuta, but the reality that it's a shkuta of kachim is not part of the physical reality that's a shchuta. That same physical reality of shchuta could be in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's an animal of kachim. It could be in any place outside. It could be in Borough Park, or in a shlachtois in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, or in South America. It's a physical reality which has no bearing on shchitas kachim. The physical reality of shchitas kachim, of an animal that was niskadish, being shechted in the tzofa in Ho'azoro, that's a physical reality which is removed from the mitzius of the animal being shechted. That's already circumstantial. That's already a separate chalai. It's already a separate status of something that has to be imposed. And the question is whether a kohen can impose halachic status on something. He can create the physical reality of a shkuta, but he cannot impose the halachic reality that has to be created by Shechitas Kodshim, because that's not part of the physical reality of what he's created. That's another level of what that physical reality creates in the right circumstances. It's not part of the physical reality itself. Bosar Shechuta is the physical reality of an animal that went through a certain physical process that a Kodshim can create. Masha'enkin, well, he did a Maisa Shechita. There is a Maisa Shechita. Kodshim's Maisa is a Maisa, as we'll soon describe. Masha'enken, when we're talking about Bosar Kodshim, we're talking about something which is a halachic status. It's not a physical, purely physical status. In certain circumstances, the physical Metzius of the Shkita creates that halachic status. That's a question whether a Kodshim has that. That's the context by which we have to understand our Gemara. Let's show another place in very real halach l'maisa where this distinction plays itself out. There's a Truvis Mishkanes Yankiv, one of the Gevaldige Svarim of the Gedolei Achrayim, the Talmudic of Chaim Balozhna. The Mishkanes Yankiv in Erechaim Simcha Chof Aleph brings that according to the Rambam Shita is a Yeshoimrim in Erechaim in Shulchan Aruch, Simcha Yudal. What's the Shita of the Rambam, the Rishonim argue on? If Tzitzis Stoma L'shmo, there's a discussion at the beginning of Mesechet Zvochim, we learned a few Mesechets ago, that even though karbonos have to be shechted l'shmo, if a person shechts without any kavono, so then we say stam l'shmo, inherently in the shechita of the kachim, since the animal is a karbonoil, by definition when the Yisrael shechts that animal, by definition, he's shechting a karbonoil. Even if he doesn't think about it, that's what it is, because that's bad to what it is. It has the status of a karbonoil. Masha enkein, we wouldn't say stumble the shmol, marshal, if a person picks up a lulav, and his mind is totally blank. Since mitzvah tzrichas kavona, if he's not mechamele, he's doing a mitzvah, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Kodshim, since inherently in the karbon, is the kedusha of karbonoil, when it's shechted, his maisa is defined as such, even without his mental machinery, adding that to the maisa. That's the din of stumble the shmol. Mila, by the way, is the same thing. Mitzvah's mila, you yotze the mitzvah even if you're not mechamel l'shem milo, because inherently, in that part of the body that has a din to be cut off, so that when it's done, what's done by definition is milo. Picking up a lulav could be picking up a branch. It's not inherent in that branch that has to be the one that you're going to pick up for your maisa on the first day of Sukkot to be yotze lulav. Mashenka, this child, the arlo that's on his body, by definition, when you're cutting that off, what you're doing is you're making him a mole. So that's also a concept of stam l'shmo. So, comes along the Mishkanes Yankiv says that even though the Rambam holds by tzitzis stam l'shmo, meaning say tzitzis, you have the strings, and you're putting it together in a process that can only be described as making tzitzis. Once you have that surah, all it is tzitzis. Not anything else. It's not like blowing a shofar, you could say it's blowing a horn, picking up a lulav, you could be picking up a branch. There's nothing else in tzitzis besides tzitzis. So, the Mishkanes Yankiv says that since the Rambam defines that inherently, the act of tying the tzitzis does not need, even though tzitzis need to be lishma, but tying them even without thinking lishma is enough, because stoma lishma, like we said, by mila, like a carbon that is defined as such, batsim, that's the shita of the Rambam, says the Mishkanes Yankiv, that's true only when it's stoma. But when a cotton does, a cotton is worse. Because you see that even though stoma l'shma by shechitas karbonos, but a cotton maybe not, that's the chakir by us in the Gemara. So by tzitzis also, a cotton is worse. Ad kan dvar v'agdeishim shalom mishkines yankiv. Comes along the Minchas Baruch. Minchas Baruch was a sefer, was written by one of the G'dayla Lamdonim. It was a rov in a small town, the Chazanish, held that his mamish, his sefer was from the greatest form that were written in the 19th century. It's a tremendously profound sefer. It's a small sefer, but a tremendously profound sefer. The Minchas Baruch is choylik on the Mishkanes Yankiv, and he says no. He says the whole discussion by us in the Gemara is really what we just said. The discussion by us in the Gemara only centered on Shechitas Kodshim, because the process of making a carbon is not inherent in the mice of shechting. Shechting an animal, you could have the same cow, the same bestie of the cow, could be standing in Mexico, behind the wall that'll be built between America and Mexico. He's standing behind that wall and you shecht him, that's the same physical reality as if he was a heilige carbon oiler standing in the Azara, in the tzofen of the Azara being shechted, l'shem carbon oiler. It's the same physical reality. The difference is the circumstances and the mental process that you add to it. That already is something that's removed from the physical metzius of what's in front. And the question is whether the Kotzen's mental machinery can create that halachic reality since it's not part of the maisa that he's doing with his hands. Mashen Ken, when you talk about Shchitas Chulin, like we said before, Shchitas Chulin, the whole mental process is only in the physical that you're doing. Physically, what are you doing? You're doing a Shchita. You're not Stam throwing a knife to use your pitching arm. You're using the knife to cut an animal's neck. That's shchita. So it's inherent in the maisa. The mental process is not more than in the physical what you're doing. In that sense, of course, a cotton's maisa is a maisa. Like we said, when he picks up a lulav, it's the same thing. It's in the maisa itself. Oy bazoi, then by tzitzis also. This that a cotton's mental process cannot add to create the halakhic reality is only by kotchim, because that's removed from the physical. By the tzitzis, like we just said, it's in the physical act that he's doing, is inherent what he's doing. Is the kavana, the intent of what's being created is inherent physically in what's physically being created. In that case, the halacha is certainly that his tam will be lishmas. So that's the mechaz baruch b'chayel v'halacha. You have every time an 11-year-old makes tzitzis. Could you be saying the Shulchan Aruch says maybe you could rely on the Rambam b'di'evid. So the marshal, let's say wool tzitzis are mechuyim deraisa, cotton tzitzis maybe derabonon. So maybe you could be saying on the Rambam shitzis. So let's say cotton ties together cotton tzitzis. Could you rely on it? According to mechaz baruch, yes. The Prima Godim in the Psicha Kelelas, his wont is to say big chedushim. And Lagavi, this union of tzitzis that's made by cotton, he says very bechidush also. He says that since the mental process of a cotton is like a mesasik va'omer, so stomel l'shma by tzitzis, he says, is kosher. The mental process of a cotton doesn't add or detract. He says even if the cotton would think what's called a machshava lehepach, cotton ties tzitzis, strings, and he thinks I'm making it that it shouldn't be roy to be mekayem tzitzis. He says it wouldn't take away. That already is a very big chiddush. Where do we find this idea of thinking the opposite? There's a, by mitzvahs, certainly that way, even if you hold mitzvahs, ain't it tzuchas kavana, but if you think not to be oitz in the mitzvah, it makes it ois mais a mitzvah. But, by shchita, there's such an idea, the poskim say that by shchita, even though, maybe you don't need kavana to think that you're shechting, as long as you do the maisa with intent to cut, so that would be enough. But what happens if a person shechts and is mechavin? That his shechita shouldn't be a shechita. The animal shouldn't be geshochten. The mashal says that the animal becomes pulsive. You see, the mashal holds that a person could take away the basic halachic status of a maisi he does when he thinks that it should be something else. If that's true, then al-chayr, a cotton's maisi, makshava also works to define his maisi. That's what we just said. That a cotton does have machshava where it's all part of the maisa. It's only when it's something that's removed from the physical process in front of us, that's where a cotton's mental process wouldn't have halachic import. But where it's all part of the maisa, then yeah. So it could be that if it will remove the shame of the maisa, then his thinking that it shouldn't be tzitzis would make it worse. We might add, it's not 100% related, but it's based on the same lines of thought. The Rashba says by us in the Sugi B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, B'Shem is Rabbi Rabbeinu Yoina, that God Loimen Agabav, let's say you have like Ksiva Saget, there's a concept of God Loimen Agabav, where a Ksiva of a cotton would be enough, if a God Loimen Agabav and telling him to write. Even though the cotton can't be Mekayim, they didn't Ksiva L'Shmo Kisha La'atzmoy, but a God Loimen Agabav is enough. Says Rabbeinu Yoina that by Shchita, if it doesn't work, if cotton's Shchita's kotchim doesn't work, then a God Loimen Agabav standing next to him telling him what to do is not going to help. Why? What comes out of the Rashba, the Hesbah, would be something like this. By Ksiva Saget, the physical act of writing is not inherent in the physicality of it. What am I doing? I'm putting ink to paper. What's really going on is the creation of a get. There's something meaningful that's being created that's outside of the maisa. In that case, so one person could be doing the physical act of moving the pen across the paper, but the one who's called in charge of the process of turning ink and paper and quill into a shtar, into a legal document, is the gadol. Gadol oimer agav of works, ilu the katan is the extended force of the gadol. The gadol makes the decision and the mental process of what to do. The katan does the act. The physical act of a katan is a physical act, does have halakhic import, and he's considered acting on behalf of the gadol. The gadol creates the legality of the shtar that's in front of us. Shchita is a physical metzias. The animal is shchuta. So, it's not the pshat that the katan is doing it for the gadol. If the act was done by the katan, then by definition the katan is doing the act. You can't chew gum for somebody else. Similar to the idea of you can't put on tefillin for somebody else. And the way the Tzitz Ritz says that is that if you put on tefillin, it can't be considered for somebody else. It's your hand. It's a physical act. As something that's physical by nature, you can't do for somebody else because his hand is not yours. You're you, he's him. If you shecht, if you chew the gum, if you put on tefillin, you're the one who's doing it. Somebody else maybe inspired you to do it, told you to do it. You're doing it in order to listen to him, but you're doing it. When something is being created, something halachic, something more lomdish, by definition, is being created, it can be considered that the one who conceived and ordered and set somebody else up to do it can be considered as the one who's creating, even though the physicality of what's being done is being done by a different pair of hands. Getting back to tzitzis, there's a Magen Avraham and Simi Yud Aleph, Sukkot Beis, that says that what happens if you hold that tzitzis have to be made lishma? We spoke before the Shita, the Rabbin, that holds that stom lishma by tzitzis. Let's say you hold not. It has to be made lishma. Can a katan make tzitzis when a gadol zoymin al gabov? So the Magen Avraham and Simi Yud Aleph stels tzu a beis Yosef in matzah and erchaim tov samach. Now over there also, matzah has to be made lishma. Whether a katan could do the work in a matzah bakery that has to be made in the shmor, the minute they don't give out. Because the ma'isa, it's machalik sepaisim, anything like pouring in the water, kneading, that type of thing, has to be done by a godel. And by the way, since it's deraisa, has to be done by not a bar mitzvah, it has to be done by older. We're not reliant on any din deraisa. We spoke about this in the previous year on that a bar mitzvah boy necessarily was maybe simonim, that he reached physical maturity. Unless you see he has a beard, he has a mustache. So then you know that he reached physical maturity, he reached puberty, and then he's a godel gabe simonim, not just shonim. But if not, there's a machloikis over there in the Beis Yosef in Tov Samach whether a godel would help Faymin al gabe. The question is the same thing. Is that a physical reality? The physical mitzvah is called a matzah being created. Physical mitzvah is called a tzitzis being created. That physical mitzvah is a cheftza of a mitzvah. So the question is whether a katan can, because it's a physical something, the katan can't add the mental process that creates that mitzvah thing. Can he be the pair of hands that's acting for the gadol who's doing the creating? Similar to what we described by get. And that's really the question. Whether these things are physical in nature, or whether there's an added mental dimension that stands on its own, and then the one who actually mentally completes the task, even though he's using the katan's hands, since he's Oymin al-Gabov, would be considered he's the one that's completing the mental part of that creation, and then it would be good. That would be the same machlokes. There's an interesting, we'll point out one last point, chalitza. The Gemara at the end of Yevamos has to bring a posuk that a katan cannot do chalitza. Question is, why do you need a pasuk? We call it Torah Kula. Katan can't do anything that creates. So over there we have a Reb Chaim, and Sefer Reb Chaim says that the halachic status of chalitza freeing the woman from her brother-in-law is not created by the Yavam Yavam. They do a physical act, and the chalois that's chal is chal by itself. Normally a get, kiddushin, the pshat is a person is a bailim on what he owns. A person, since the process of kiddushin is doing a ma'isa kinyan. So when a man is mekadosh an isha, he is the one who creates that chalois ishus. He's the bailam on himself. He creates the reality of ishus in another woman. He can also remove that. That's called giving a get. He's the one that does it. Chalitza, the way Reb Chaim explains, is that you do the act of chalitza, the taking off the shoe, the spitting, the reading of the puzzle, and the Torah creates it. Reb Chaim proves that from the fact that gerush and kedushin need to be done in front of two edim, edekiyu. any chalois, any halachic status of issues that's created, has to be in front of two edom. Chalitza, the Rishonim say, does not have to be in front of two edom. Why not? The chalitza is being matter a woman l'shul, like Gershon. No. Says the Prayim, that the pshat is that where you create the halachic status, that has to be, it needs an ishur. It needs kium of two edom standing there. Where the Torah created, you do the physical reality, so the Torah imposed that halakhic status on the physical reality that you did. So Melech Kotel would be able to do that also. It's a physical reality. It's not a halakhic creation. The Torah creates the halakhic creation, not the one who's actually doing the physical act. That's why there has to be a separate gzeres hakosu that a Kotel cannot do chalitza.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.